Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports Sales and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that can hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goal so you can absolutely dominate, smash your sales goal, get that promotion, get those fat ass commission checks and line your pockets with them. That's what I want from you. I want the best out of you. If there's any way I can help you out, if I can talk about a topic, if I can spit a new couple ideas, change your way of thinking a tad bit, tighten up some loose bolts that you have to make you better, that's the goal of the podcast. That's what I want. I want you to be an absolute monster beast in this industry and just sell like your life depends on it and absolutely crush it. I would love you to outsell me, outsell everyone, and just be absolutely phenomenal. That's why I started this podcast. This is why I keep doing this podcast. This is why I'm back. And I don't say it because I say it to make me sound good. I say it because I absolutely want that from you. If there's anything I can do to help you out, if there's any topic, any questions, if you want to have a one-on-one, just chat and go back and forth, hit me up on social media. Slide into my DMs at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC_podcast on Twitter. That's the one I kind of maybe check the least because I don't have an update on my phone, or Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or send me an email, sportssalescoffee @gmail.com. Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with me, so slide in my DMs, let me know your thoughts, your feelings, and I'm honestly, that's 100% true. Slide in my DMs, I'll get back to you, we can chop it up. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. I guess it helps with the algorithm, and we can get this, you know, get the podcast out to more people and continue to tell a friend to tell a friend. The podcast has been growing even through my hiatus, and it's all because of you, because you've been telling people, you've been stumbling across it, you've been listening to episodes, and you're telling more people. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for just rocking with me. And yeah, we're back. I know I'm kind of a week late. I wanted to do this podcast last week, and here comes the excuse train. Choo-choo! Couldn't find time to do it because I'm not valuing my time and making this a priority, but that's what I'm trying to do. Last week was my daughter's birthday. We had some family over. It was great. She turned five. 5 years old. 5 years old. That is remarkable to me. She's going to preschool now. She is just a strong, independent, a beautiful little girl, and I cannot wrap my head around it because I still look at her and I'm like, where'd my baby go? She's still fine, but like, well, I'm having conversations. She's having great opinions. She's making me laugh. We're joking. She's beating me up. Absolutely beating me up. She's taking advantage of me and beating me up, and I love it, and it's okay. But yeah, love that. She's 5 years old. It's crazy. I got a little nostalgic when I made like the classic father happy birthday post of just looking at old baby pictures of like, oh my God, what happened? And then I went down the other road and looked at old baby pictures of my son who's now 7. I said, oh, how did you get so big? And just, it happens. I heard a quote. It was from an Old Dominion song. It probably was from something else, but that's where I kind of heard it and it resonated with me. That the days are long, but years go by fast. And that quote is always kind of, every time I heard it, it just stuck with me because it is 100% true. Days long when kids are young, and sometimes you're just trying to get to the end of the day and get your head on the pillow and sleep and do it all over. But then when you look back, you're like, where did the time go? How are you 5 and 7? How do I have a 7 and 5 year old? And how am I 35 years old? How am I old? I don't feel old. I still do the same stupid things. It's not as much anymore, but I still do. I don't feel older. I still feel like I'm 25. I still feel I can't hang out with the interns anymore. I know I talked about that in a podcast. I can't do it. I thought I could. I didn't do it this year because of COVID, but I thought I could. I can't. Can't do it. I'm too old. And I get it. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Let me just go home. Let me play my 2K. Let me play a few video games, a little bit of Fortnite. Let me talk my trash. Let me go to bed. That's it. I mean, I'm getting old. My exciting thing that happened over the weekend, take my daughter's birthday out of it, because that's, you know, huge. Other than that, the last 3 weeks, I've had a fire during the day on Sundays. That's like my highlight. I was excited about it. I sent out some Snapchats with some people. I watched the game outside on an iPad in front of my solo stove. That was the highlight of my weekend. Because that's who I am now as a person. I'm a dude who just sets fires in his solo stove on Sundays. Didn't even drink a beer. Didn't even drink a beer. Just sat out there, had some water, some animal crackers, which are an underrated snack. 100%, if you haven't had an animal cracker in a few years, pick some up, thank me later. They are phenomenal. They're ruining my calorie deficit because they're so damn good. And not the frosted ones. They're not the old ones I grew up on. Throw the frosted ones out. Junk. They're terrible. They're trying to live off nostalgia. They're awful. Throw them out. Get me some animal crackers. I'll eat that shit all day. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. And we made s'mores on the solo stove during the day. We didn't have any chocolate bars, so we switched up with some Kit Kats. My son did the mint Kit Kats. He said they were great. I tried regular Kit Kat. Yeah, the better Reese's the peanut butter cups, but it kind of is what it is. Again, going on a tangent, I bet they'd be good at Crunch Bar, though. I bet a Crunch Bar would be pretty good. I bet a Crunch Bar. Putting other candy bars in s'mores is an underrated thing that we need to do more as a society. We need to be around fires making s'mores. Get by a fire this weekend. Try that out. But I've already wasted, let me see, 6 minutes of time. So let's jump into this. And I'm back in full swing, baby. I'm back in full swing. And listen, I wasted your time on this 6 minutes. And the episode today is called Don't Dilly Dally. So don't do what I just did. And what I want to talk about, I know I talked about this in a previous episode or touched on it, but I wanted to touch more about it because I had a call with someone and they asked, how are you, this is it, talking about meetings are super important. Obviously, duh, okay, shocking, next thing you need to do is breathe air. Jeez, I'm breaking barriers on this podcast. Meetings are important. Shocker. Now I don't know what I'm going to say. But in the meetings, you want to make sure how I like to do is get down to business. Some people ask me, how do you go from the rapport stage to getting into the business talk? How do I make that transition early? And this is what I struggled with a lot when I was coming up. This is and I still struggle with it, but this is something that I really, really struggled with my first few sales jobs because I didn't value time properly. Oh no, it fell. I hope that my mic just fell because you know what? I haven't used it in forever. So why wouldn't it fall? So you're going to hear a little crash bang, but I'm going to keep that in because you know, I don't edit shit on this podcast. So what we're talking about is I never valued time properly when I was on my come up when I never did. I valued more time rather than quality of time. I would try to say, I want this meeting to be 45 minutes to an hour. I want this meeting to go long. I want to meet and exceed the time so I know I'm talking about good stuff. But I wasn't talking about good stuff. I was wasting time. And then it kind of clicked. I don't need to waste their time. I don't need to be there for an hour because I'm not trying to make a best friend. I'm not there trying to be their best friend. I'm a sales guy and they're a prospect and I need to respect those roles. I can build a relationship afterwards. I can be best friends with you afterwards. We can go golfing, drink beers, talk about whatever we want. But right now, I cannot build my relationship on that. I cannot just dilly-dally and go back and forth, la-di-da, and talk about whatever I want. The weather, the new Spider-Man movie, how Marvel is amazing, how DC actually doesn't look like it sucks, and that Titans on HBO and even Doom Patrol aren't that bad. They're a good watch during lunchtime. That they don't matter. That doesn't matter to them. That doesn't mean anything. They don't want to talk about that. We want to build strategic rapport and talk about their business. But how are we doing that? How are we making sure we're not dilly-dallying and just talking shit? When I was young coming up, 45 minutes is what I was looking for. I had this one guy who played me like a fiddle. And this is where it all clicked. And I know I told this story before, but if you're new to the podcast, it's a good story. I went to this guy. He sold springs for cars. Went there, in trucks and all that stuff. I went there and I met with him 3 times. I was selling uniforms. I was trying to get him to switch. Each time, he would play me like a fiddle. He wanted to talk about everything under the sun. Family life, what's going on, pop culture, what's happening, what his plans are for his business. But he'd always keep it coming. And every time I would try to find some pain or ask questions or try to bring up some things, he'd kind of push me to the side, not really answer it, give me some fake blah, blah, blah. Because all he wanted from me was my price. That's all he wanted. He wasn't interested in switching. He was making sure that he had the best price going on. And he knew how I was trained. I wasn't going to walk in and just, whoop, here it is, and show him. No. He had to wine and dine me. That's what he was doing from the opposite side. But every time I left that meeting, I thought I did great. I would tell my sales manager, oh, I was there for 45 minutes. It was awesome. We talked about so much. We did this and that. He started his business in 19 so-and-so, and he's blah, 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 and this is what he uses, and we can kind of come in there. I met with him 3 times. I spent 3 hours with him. My 4th time I met with him, I went to give him, he goes, what's your price? I said, oh, this is my price. He goes, oh, no, we're all set. You're way higher. And I said, well, what about this? He goes, John, it doesn't matter. Thanks so much. Cut me off. Sliced me in half. Like I wasn't shit because he played me, because I wasn't there trying to build a relationship. I was there trying to waste time. I was dilly-dallying thinking that me in front of you for 45 minutes was good. That's not true. That's not true because I'm not using my time properly. And by not using my time properly, I'm wasting their time and I'm disrespecting them, the prospect, because they're just as busy. You know what I'm talking about. We all have season ticket holders or group account leaders or whoever we have that we know if we get them on the phone, they're going to talk to us for 20 minutes. We know that we have a few accounts. Now, I'm not saying they're bad people and you might enjoy talking to them. But let me tell you right now, there might be a Tuesday where you're really busy and they come up in your call list. Nah, I'm not calling today. I'm going to call them Wednesday. Why? Because they talk to me for 20 minutes. I don't have 20 minutes. Guess what? You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person where you're calling a prospect and they say, oh, I like Justin. He's a good guy. But he talks to me for 35 minutes regardless of what's happening. And I don't have 35 minutes. So I'm going to be out of the office. I'm going to ignore his call. I'm going to not be here when he's here. And I don't know about you, but you can't close anyone if you don't talk to them. It's pretty tough. If they're not getting back to you, it's very, very tough to close them. Nearly impossible. So you don't want to be that guy. So you want to use your time better. I had a meeting today that was 3 minutes. It was 3 minutes. The guy loved it, sent him the proposal. It was a renewal meeting. It was 3 minutes. And I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm saying that 3 minutes, we talked about a lot. I understood what he needed, sent it to him. We did build some rapport, but what I like to do is I like to come in. I don't want to dilly-dally because I want to make this our relationship built on business, that I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you with your marketing, with your employee appreciation, with getting your family out to the ball game, whatever it can be, that I'm here to help you, that I'm not here just to waste your time and talk. So I want to talk business. 2 months down the line, after you sign, then I can tell you about my family. Then we can talk about the pop culture and everything else. But I'm not going to dilly-dally about that. I'm going to make the decision to cut off rapport early, and then move on to business. This is exactly how I do it. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. You know, this weather today is pretty crazy, huh? It's raining out. It's terrible. I'm not looking forward to the white snow. Are you? Ha ha ha. Very funny. Ha. That's not how they laugh. They usually kind of laugh. Then we talk a little bit. Hey, you got any plans for the weekend? I really hope it doesn't rain because my kids, you know, I got 2 young kids. It's Halloween. We're hoping to really go trick-or-treating and I don't want to go trick-or-treating in the rain. They say the same thing. Tell me a little story. I say, absolutely. Well, hey, I just want to thank you again for taking my time. Then I cut it off. In that minute to 90 seconds to 2 minutes, I tell them I have 2 kids so they know I'm a real person. I let them know a little bit about my life, but we don't go into super detail. Talk about the weather or kind of little things that happened when the Red Sox were in the playoffs. We talked a little bit about, maybe we talked a little bit about the Red Sox. What's going to happen? Do you think you're going to win? Were you in a World Series? We didn't. But what's going to happen? Talk a little bit about that. And I say, hey, great. I just want to thank you again, you know, for taking the time to talk with me. I know I sent you an email or I called you last week and I want to learn more about your marketing strategy to see this, you know, if we could start a partnership. And if it would make sense, you know, tell me a little bit about what you do for marketing. And then we go into it. Then we go into it because I'm not dilly-dallying. I'm not trying to build a best friend. I'm getting in there. And people respect that. Now, you also have to read them. You always have to read them. But the one thing, too, that I always struggled with is if I was talking too much and I would go down the rabbit hole of pop culture and weather and we're just building rapport, but it's random rapport. If you go down that rabbit hole and you go too deep, you're not turning around. There's not a time for you to pivot and come back. You've already been too deep, or it might get awkward, or you get in your head that it's awkward. And then you find yourself 45 minutes into a meeting and you haven't talked business once. That's how I was. I've had meetings like that before. Selling uniforms, trying to sell office supplies. Oh, yeah. It's awful. So now when I sit down in a meeting, I'm building rapport for about a minute, minute and a half, and then I'm switching in and I'm talking about business. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that I don't bring up rapport later in the conversation. That doesn't mean that I don't talk about myself or ask questions or build that in later. If it presents itself in the conversation, it certainly does. If I'm asking them questions about, hey, have you been to the ballpark before? Great. Who do you come with? Awesome. You know, hey, you know, awesome. Those are, you know, you only have two kids. What else do you do? They play soccer. They do this. Oh, I coach soccer. I love soccer. Soccer was great. I was 5-0 as a coach this year. Dominant. Dominant coach. Might stop making the podcast because I'm now going to coach the men's USA soccer team. I'm not ready for the women's yet. But USA men's, I might have a shot. 5-0. Dominant coach. But what I'm saying is that if those present itself, I'll talk a little bit about it and then kind of steer it back because I want to build my foundation on strategic rapport. How am I going to help your business? What are your plans to do? And when I say business too, that can also just be talking with season ticket holders, talking with group accounts. What are you looking to do? How is your league set up? How many kids do you have? And then talking about, oh yeah, we could do that. We could add in a ticket to registration. We could talk about this, and this is a great theme night we have going on and blah, blah, blah. But I'm getting down to business. I'm not dilly-dallying. If you dilly-dally, you're wasting time, and you never want to be that salesperson that they don't want to pick up for because you're wasting their time. Because at the end of the day, I always like to tell myself this too, it's a luxury to talk to us. Not because I think I'm better than anyone or that it's, you know, my conversations are better than any other salesperson, but it's a luxury because you don't need it. We're not insurance. We're not paper. We're not something that your business or that you absolutely need to talk to. We're a want. So I don't want to waste their time and not have them talk to me because they don't need to come out to the game. They don't have to. And we clearly saw that last year, especially in business. When things were hurting, you had to shut down, was the first thing to go. Marketing, gone. Employee appreciation, little things, gone. Got to pay payroll. You gotta make sure your insurance is there. You gotta make sure, you know, your operating costs. You gotta make sure everything else that, you know, or maybe you're pivoting into more digital. You're trying to get in so you can have an absolute ROI. So we're the first thing to go. So let's not make it harder for ourselves. They don't want to pick up because Justin talks to them for 35 minutes. Let's talk to them because Justin helps their business. Justin helps their family. Justin helps me as a person get out to the game, be more active, cheer on the team. He helps me with the seats and the players and blah, 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 blah. But that's what we want. We don't want to dilly-dally and waste their time. So get right into it. I'm telling you, my saying is, yeah, you know, absolutely, you know, talk about the weather. And then I just come into it and say, yeah, that sounds great. But I just want to thank you again. I want to thank you again for taking the time. You know, the real reason I reached out was I saw your Facebook ad. And I didn't know what else you did for marketing. Love to learn more about it. Talk about some options here. And just see if it makes sense. And that sets the tone for the meeting too. I did the same thing for season tickets. Wanted to give you a call. I know you came out to 10 games last year. Didn't know if, you know, learn more about your schedule, what you do, and kind of see if it would make sense for you to become a season ticket holder. What do you think about that? They might just say, no. Oh, okay, well, then call's over, and I'm not wasting your time. You're not wasting my time, and we're good. Oh, you do want to learn more about that. Perfect. Let's talk about it. What do you do? Talk about groups. Same thing. But just rip the Band-Aid off and get into business and start talking about it and build that rapport. Then afterwards, build that friendship where it's tougher to say no to a friend. But build that up. Get right into it. Don't dilly-dally. You dilly-dally, you're going around, you might get down a rabbit hole, and you don't come back for 45 minutes, and there's nothing. That's it. Don't dilly-dally. Just go for it. And just saying the word dilly-dally is fun. It's just a fun word to say. I enjoy it. That's what I call dilly-dallying. I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much. So that's all I have. That's all I have. We're going hard at about 20 minutes. So we're going to cut it out right now. Make sure you follow me. It's all in the bio, at Sports Sales Coffee on LinkedIn, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, any questions. Please, if you can, like, subscribe, and comment, if you haven't already, to anywhere on the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and then continue to tell a friend to tell a friend. We'll go from there. But don't dilly-dally. Get right down to business. Talk about it. Build a relationship. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're a good person. You're in a sales role for a reason. Believe that. Have that internal belief that you can do it. And if you don't believe in yourself, hell, I'll tell you. Hit me up. Slide my DMs. I'll tell you right now. You believe it. You ever need me to amp you up? I will. That's what I love to do. I love to amp you up. Even if I don't know you that well, I'm going to amp your ass up. Because that's what I want. And we need positivity in the sales world, especially coming out. Because this is a big year. Coming out, coming back to normal, coming back from COVID. We need all hands on deck. We want to bring this industry back strong and powerful. And it's all on our shoulders. It's all on our shoulders. So keep on pushing. Keep on going. Don't dilly-dally. Make the smart decision. Like my dad, like my mom said, before I went out, when I was like in high school, college, make sure you make the right decision. Good decisions. Make good decisions. Don't dilly-dally. Sign some businesses. Go after it. I'm going to catch you next time. Peace.